Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, and welcome back to the What We Said podcast. If y'all only knew what it took for us to get in these chairs today. Boy, oh boy.
It's been a long day. It's been a real long day. I don't even think these levels are correct. I gotta...
The world is against us today.
Just so negative.
Chelsea and I have been the ultimate state of hangry that you can get, I think. We have been so hungry today because we filmed a video for Chelsea's YouTube channel.
I think that's what really set us off. I think we didn't realize how long that was going to take.
No, we did not. We filmed a video and it took 4 hours. Mm-hmm. And I think we both expected it to take like an hour and a half or something.
2 hour tops.
2 hours tops. And so, yeah, we've just had a busy day that turned into us not eating all day besides the cake pretty much. And so we got to the point, we went to this really cute park, view of the Hollywood sign, really great
beautiful
weather.
Vibes.
Immaculate vibes all around. But we couldn't enjoy it because we were so hangry and irritable. Leif and I got a new film camera and it just broke. Like, first photo Leif took just didn't work. And we were so excited all day to use it. And everything, we started trying to get a Postmates going. We're like, okay, when we get home, we want the food to be waiting for us because that's how hungry we are. So,
like, we were shaking.
Yeah, shaking. So we ordered Postmates, or we attempted to order, and it was like, it's too far away because we were not at my home location, but I was trying to order it to my home and it wasn't working. So we're like, oh, whatever, we'll just order online. We're ordering from Takaya, a Mexican place that has a lot of vegan options. And we're like, we both agreed a burrito right now would just hit the spot. So we tried ordering online. It wouldn't work. Then Chelsea's like, okay, just try it on your phone. We start driving to it at this point because
it would lock me into an account. I'd be like, okay, I'll just order it. We tried ordering it, like she said, on Postmates. It wasn't working. I was like, okay, I'm going to do it on my phone on their website. And then it would be like, oh, we just sent a link to your email. I'd go to my email. It's like, no service. I'm like, okay. So then the services start working and I go try to log in. It's like, you already have a number registered with us. Please find your login. And I'm like, okay, this is really getting too much. This is getting too much for me.
We ended up being able to order through my phone. We drove there ourselves and picked it up and it did hit the spot. I have to say,
it was so good.
I'm in a much better place mentally right now than I was an hour ago.
Me too.
So for that, I'm grateful.
I had some kombucha when we got home. What kind of kombucha is this?
The brand is, it's like Booch Pop is what it's called. That's not the brand, I don't think. That's just the name of it. And it was pomegranate berry was the kind.
It's really good.
I think it's Health Aid.
Oh, yeah, Health Aid.
I think that's the brand.
Yeah, I remember seeing that on the can. Mm-hmm. So now we're ready to, anyways, that's what I meant when I said what it took to get here. And then also we sat here and JC had to post on Instagram for like 45 minutes.
Oh, it was 3 minutes. 3 minutes tops. Go like and subscribe.
And anyways, getting into the meat of today's podcast, vegan meat, is today we're doing trivia. And this has stemmed from, well, this was an idea we had a long time ago, but this has also stemmed from a DM that we got that said we wouldn't do well in The Weakest Link. Do you guys remember when we said we got, you know, invited to go do The Weakest Link, which is basically a trivia game? And someone was like, oh my gosh, I couldn't help but think like how much they would make fun of you if it went on there. I was like, okay, let's see how we would do. Let's do some trivia. So we're going to do some trivia. We're going to do some pop culture trivia, general trivia. And I will say we did a little warm up and it's not looking good.
It's not looking good for us.
Things aren't looking up. But at the end, oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, we'll answer some general trivia questions and also some millennial ones to keep things current, keep things, keep the vibes right. And yeah, we'll see how we do.
Yeah. And then at the end, we're going to go over some fall favorites. So make sure you stay till the end, all you clicker offers.
Clicker offers.
Here we go. We're going to do some pop trivia. We're going to do the pop culture ones first.
Okay.
Do you pride yourself on knowing the names and order of Kris Jenner's offspring? Have you binged every hit series on Netflix? If you answered yes to any or all of those questions, then prove you are a bona fide pop culture trivia whiz with these questions.
So they're Kardashian questions?
No. I mean, some of them are. Okay. The first one is. But I'm going to do the second one because I already know the answer to the first one.
Okay.
This is for you.
Okay.
Because I can read the answer. What is Joe Exotic, aka the Tiger King's real name?
I have no idea. I can't think of it at all right now.
You can't remember?
No.
It's kind of long.
Wait, give me a hint.
Joseph?
Oh, I can't remember.
Alan? Maldonado?
Oh,
Passage.
Maldonado. I don't think I would remember that.
Okay. Here.
You can do the next one. That was a good... I only know him as Joe Exotic. Okay. How many kids does Angelina Jolie have?
Oh my gosh. I have no clue. I feel like 7.
She has 6.
Oh.
Maddox, Pax, Zahara, I'm not sure. Shiloh, Knox, and Vivian.
Oh, I was close. I know she's got a lot.
Who
wrote the book that HBO's Big Little Lies is based on? I don't think you've... Have you watched Big Little Lies?
Leanne Moriarty.
Wow, good job. Did you cheat?
Ooh, no, I didn't. I just read a different book by her.
Oh, really?
And so I knew it was the same author, yeah.
Have you watched Big Little Lies?
I have, yeah. I watched the first season, not the second season, though. Okay. Who did Forbes name the youngest self-made billionaire ever in 2019?
Kylie Jenner?
Yep.
Come on. This is easy.
This is...
Give us some hard ones.
Yeah.
Just wait till we get the ones that are like scientific and useful.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have you watched Friends?
Yes, but not all the way through, and I haven't watched it in a long time.
Okay, maybe you'll still know this. How many times did Ross Geller get divorced on Friends? And can you name them?
Oh, I'm not like a Friends whiz. I've only watched it once.
Maybe
it was
you
a while
didn't
ago.
Get to all of them.
I think he got divorced 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
And gosh, I cannot remember their names. I mean, once from Rachel when they like accidentally got married or whatever in Vegas.
There's Emily and Carol.
Okay, yes.
Carol was the original.
Yes,
the
OG. Okay. Who does Michael Scott hit with company property on company property in The Office?
Oh. Who does he hit? Oh, Meredith.
Yep.
It's Meredith.
Meredith Palmer.
He saves her.
I didn't know that
one. Getting rabies. Which movie won the first official Best Picture Academy Award?
Not a clue.
You will not know this, so I'm doing the next one. Which actor voiced both Darth Vader and the Lion King's Mufasa? I think he was in Sandlot too, I think.
I don't know. I feel like I will know it once you say it.
James Earl Jones.
Nope, wouldn't have known that. Not a clue. Sorry, James. Love your work. What does the acronym SMH stand for?
Shake my head.
Shaking my head.
Shaking my head.
Shaking my head.
Oh my gosh.
I love SMH. I should start using that more.
Where did Prince William and Kate Middleton first meet? Ooh.
Not a clue.
St. Andrews University. Interesting. I know nothing about them, to
Me
be
neither.
Quite honest.
I'm so uncultured with that stuff.
Yes.
I need to learn more.
What is that amazing smell in your house, JC?
Thank you so much for asking. I've been dying to tell you about my brand new Pura device.
No way. I just heard about Pura. I heard that they are a company that makes premium fragrances that are safe for everyone, including babies and pets.
You heard that right.
And bit aside, I've actually been using the Pura and it's freaking amazing.
It's the best thing ever. I talk about it in every single vlog.
I'm speechless. Your home isn't complete without a home fragrance, am I right? It can be recently cleaned, but something is missing until you light a candle or plug in a diffuser, and this is where Pura comes in to make your at-home experience that much more convenient. Pura's packaging is luxurious and perfect to give as gifts for the holidays, and
Pura offers the Capri Blue Volcano scent from Anthropologie, which I used to work at Anthropologie, so I was living and breathing the volcano scent, and it's amazing. So,
good.
Definitely need to have that one. That's a staple. Fragrances are made by some of the same perfumers who curate the world's top designer perfumes that we all wear and love. Pura only has responsibly sourced fragrances that are safe for dogs and babies, which we obviously love.
The device pairs with an app that can be controlled remotely, which is so awesome. The device features include you can turn the device on and off, control the scent intensity, turn the nightlight on or off, and choose the nightlight color. So you can either have it completely off. I actually love having the nightlight on at night and changing the colors. Cool. And changing the colors like to different hues and stuff just to change the mood up. It's something fun. You can create custom schedules for the fragrances and switch between the two fragrances in the device. So you can put two different ones in and just like swap between them on your app depending on what scent you want in your house that day.
Coming over.
Exactly. Pura gives customers the option to subscribe to any fragrance and receive 30% off with no strings attached. Sign up, cancel, skip, or pause at any time with no fee to get 30% off all fragrances and choose how often you get your shipments. Not only will you get 30% off all fragrances, you can also use the code WHATWESAID at checkout on pura.co to get an extra fragrance of your choice for free. Again, go to pura.co, P-U-R-A.co, and use code WHATWESAID, our podcast name, at checkout for a free fragrance of your choice. You're welcome, you guys. You're going to love it. How many Harry Potter books and movies are there?
7.
Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah, there's 7.
7 books and 8 movies.
Yeah, I was going to say the last one got split in half, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What is the name of Michelle Obama's 2018 memoir?
Becoming.
Nice.
It's on. I actually haven't read it yet, but I own the book and I want to read it.
Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin were among dozens of individuals involved in what 2019 investigation?
Oh, well, I don't know what like the specific name is, but they paid like their kids' university to get in.
Mm-hmm.
That was some shady crap.
That was some shady stuff. Operation,
they paid like $500,000, didn't they?
Something like that.
Maybe more.
Operation Varsity Blues college admissions scandal.
That was nuts when that came out.
That was crazy.
Who sings? Okay, that's way too easy. Who sings the song Say So that's behind the popular TikTok dance?
Doja Cat.
Troy Bolton's dad in High School Musical is the brother-in-law of which famous actress in real life?
Hmm.
What?
I have no idea.
Blake Lively.
Really?
That's Blake Lively's brother-in-law.
What the heck? That's a weird coincidence.
He's still on TikTok all the time.
Who was the first winner of The Masked Singer?
Oh, gosh. I actually started watching that show a while ago, and it's so good.
Yeah, it is really good, actually.
I was dying when Lil Wayne was on there. Lil Wayne was on there, and I knew it was him from the beginning, and they were literally guessing, like, Shaun White.
Really?
And then he got off the first time, and he took his helmet off, and they were like, what?
They're
Lil Wayne? And he was like, wait, you guys were being serious with your guesses? Like, they guessed the worst things, and it's so frustrating.
Do they do that on purpose, maybe?
No, they said when you're there, it's just so much harder. Like, all the judges that come on that are guest judges are like, you guys, it's so much harder up here. Like, when you're yelling at your TV, you know, but when you're up here, you just can't think of it.
I can understand that.
Totally. Who was the highest paid actress of 2019, according to Forbes?
Wait, I think this is not what you would think, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Sophia Ver something?
Mm-mm.
Or I hope that's the right name. What is it?
Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, dang. I'm forgetting her name. The one who plays Gloria in Modern Family.
Oh, yeah. Sophia Vergara or something?
Yeah, she was. I remember reading this. She was like one of the highest paid actresses ever. And I was really surprised because I only know her from Modern Family.
Yeah. Well.
Not that that's not like a huge show, but. Which pop star is the godmother of both Elton John's sons?
Pop star? Madonna?
Lady Gaga.
Oh, what the heck?
I would never have guessed that.
I wouldn't have either. You have something in your tooth.
Awesome.
Belly button saga round 2.
Still there. This is, you know how, do you have one spot in your teeth that something always gets in? That's how that space is for me.
It's okay. I still love you. What is Rihanna's real name? Rihanna's real name.
Oh, dang it. I know this. What does it start with?
R. Robin Fenty.
Oh my gosh, I would not have guessed that. I knew the Fenty part. Robin, though, I completely forgot about that. What the heck? That is weird to think of.
I know. But her, because Rihanna is like a perfectly normal name.
Do you know Lady Gaga's real name?
Stephanie?
Mm-hmm. I think so. It's like, wouldn't that be so weird to have just a normal, like, you just have your name, Chelsea.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, wait, you did have a stage name.
Yeah, I was going to say I literally had a stage name and it was very strange.
But then you're called something else. And yeah. But it would be weirder to be called, like, Lady Gaga for the rest of your life.
Because my stage name was a name. So people literally just thought my name was Jade.
I was thinking the other day because I was listening to a podcast and they were talking about Emily in Paris. Have you watched any of that show yet with Lily Collins? And they kept saying Lily Collins, Lily Collins, Lily Collins when they were talking. And I'm like,
why don't they just ever call her Lily?
Well, yeah, but I was thinking that would be weird to be called by your first and last name all the time. Imagine if you were listening to someone talk about you and they were just like, Chelsea Curtis all the time. And they never just said Chelsea.
Yeah, that
Doesn't
is
that
weird.
Seem weird?
It is weird. I've actually thought about that before where it's like, you're never just your first name. It's like always your first and your last name.
Yeah, especially if you have like a common first name.
Yeah, like Miley Cyrus. I'm never just like Miley.
Yeah.
Very rarely.
That's weird.
Unless me and her having a private DM conversation. Who is the half-blood prince in Harry Potter?
I don't know Harry Potter very well, so I wouldn't.
Severus Snape. I didn't know that either. Who created the viral renegade dance on TikTok?
So it's not Charli D'Amelio.
No.
And I know that because she kind of got heat for it because she literally got famous. Well, not famous. She was already getting there. But like the Renegade was a huge thing because of her, but she didn't create it. I don't remember the girl's name, unfortunately.
Jalaya, I think. Jalaya Harmon.
Julia?
No.
Oh.
Jalaya.
Oh, okay. I'm like.
As if I couldn't read
you. I'm like, I think it's Julia. Oh, dang.
Harmon.
Congrats on the Renegade. To her. I'm like, to you.
What was the age difference between Jessica and Mark on Love is Blind?
Oh, gosh. Must have been like 10 years?
Yeah, it was 10 years.
Wow.
That is a pretty big age gap. Okay, I'm just going to ask you the rest of these.
Why?
Because I'm getting bored.
Just cool.
Okay, who is the oldest Kardashian sister?
Kourtney.
Some people genuinely don't know the order of the Kardashians, and it drives me insane.
Actually, I don't think I know the order. Kourtney, though, is the oldest, right?
You don't know the order?
Okay, let me guess and tell me if I'm right.
Okay.
Kourtney. Kim.
Mm-hmm.
Khloe. Kendall. Or sorry, Rob. Kendall, Kylie.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I did know.
Yeah, good job.
But sometimes you really do. Sometimes I think Kim is the oldest.
I know.
In my head, I kind of. And I also always think that Kylie's older than Kendall.
Yeah.
Until I really stop to think about it.
Yeah. I know. It's weird. There are a lot of them. There's six of them.
I forget about Rob as well, unfortunately. Sorry, Robbie.
Sorry, Rob. I heard he's doing a lot better. Wait, have you watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians at all?
I haven't. I heard it's good, though.
It is so good.
I should. Well, I mean, I've watched the show, yes, but I haven't been watching this season.
Oh, I haven't been watching this season either.
But I have watched it, yes. Okay. It was such a good show. I don't know about you guys, but I get major headaches and eye strain from looking at screens all day. And because that's a huge part of my job, looking at my, you know, working on my computer, looking at my phone all day, I have had the worst experiences with headaches. So that's why I'm actually very, very excited about Blue Blocks, which is a new sponsor of ours. They have the cutest blue light blocking glasses ever. I wore some on a recent vlog. The pair I have is like pinkish clear. And I don't want to say they're cat eyes, but they're kind of like, they kind of lift your face up. They're super cute. And I had a lot of questions about them. So I'm very excited that we're going to have a little discount code for you guys. Stay to the end of this ad if you want to hear about it. But I notice a huge difference when I wear these blue light blocking glasses. I truly feel like they help not have such eye strain and get headaches, which is amazing.
Definitely. I started using my blue blocks actually for the first time when I started playing Dead by Daylight on Xbox Live with my siblings. And I didn't notice how much I was like squinting and straining my eyes before until I put these beautiful glasses on. I got the Zane computer glasses, the blue light blocking ones. And they're so cute. They also look cute on Nick, which is a double bonus. They're like clear on the outside, black on the inside, and kind of square and bigger.
Cute.
Love the vibe.
I want them as well. Honestly, we'll link for you guys the pairs we got on our Instagram story.
Yeah, I wore them on a recent Instagram story actually, and I got a ton of questions about which glasses I was wearing. I think they're pretty unique. But also, I just want to emphasize, not only are they cute, but they helped so much with my eye strain. So all of you gamers out there, or maybe husbands who are gamers, this is a great gift idea because it helps so much. Blue light damages our eyes and leads to digital eye strain. Symptoms of digital eye strain are blurred vision, headaches, and dry, watery eyes. Triple yikes. So if you're suffering from any of those, you really need to listen up. For some, this could cause heightened anxiety, depression, and low energy. Blue Blocks was created to fix these problems and block out the blue light with evidence-backed high-quality lenses. Unlike other types of blue light glasses, Blue Blocks are backed by the latest science and made under Optics laboratory conditions in Australia, which is ultra fancy.
They come in prescription, non-prescription, and readers, and they're also giving back by working in partnership with Restoring Vision. In their Buy One, Gift One campaign, and for each pair of Blue Blocks glasses purchased, they donate a pair of reading glasses to someone in need, which we absolutely love. So get your energy back, sleep better, and block out the unhealthy effects of blue light with Blue Blocks. Go to Blue Blocks today and get free shipping worldwide and 15% off with the code WHATWESAID. That is BLUBLOX.com and use code WHATWESAID for 15% off.
Okay, we're moving on to the random trivia generator.
Okay.
This one is going to get embarrassing if we're being quite honest here.
I'm so embarrassed. If it has anything to do with dates and stuff, like, I'm screwed.
What chess piece has a horse head? I'll just do like five and then you can do five so we don't have to keep going back and
forth. A knight?
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice. Do you play chess?
No.
Me neither.
No, I'm just a genius.
Well, I'll do five and then.
Oh, sorry. I literally didn't listen to what you just said. I reached for the phone. I'm like, give it to me.
How many rooms are there on a standard Clue game board?
Oh, I would have. I've never played that game in my whole life.
What? You've never played Clue?
No. I wouldn't know if it's like 100 or five.
I love Clue. You've
100 or five.
You've never played Clue. I'm Mm-mm. shook. I'm shook to my core. We have to play. It's so fun. It's like a mystery. It's like Nancy Drew. Well, there's nine.
Nine?
Yeah. Oh. How many points is the letter K worth in a game of Scrabble?
Oh, gosh. I have no idea. 10? Wasn't the answer right there?
Yeah, five.
Why are you thinking about
it?
That's
five. Well, because I was just thinking we could actually both answer these because it doesn't show the answer until you click.
Oh, let's do that then.
Okay. Which UK politician was given the nickname Tarzan?
I don't know.
I have no clue. Michael Heseltine. What relation to you is your uncle's father?
My uncle's...
Your grandpa, right?
Yeah.
They tried to trick us with that
they
one.
They tried to trick us with that. I was like, great uncle? And I really stopped to think about it.
These are really hard. Like, am I stupid or are these just hard?
We're both stupid, but like, they're also hard.
What state is the oldest U.S. commercial pretzel bakery located in?
That's just, see,
Pennsylvania.
This is why I don't like trivia questions, because they're so irrelevant and things that you would have no idea about a lot of the time.
What is the fear of being tickled by feathers known as?
No, that's...
Pteranophobia.
Like, who knows that?
I don't know.
These are random.
Okay, well, let's do science.
Oh, Chelsea.
Let's just
science.
Let's just tickle the fancy. Okay. What material are fingernails made of?
Material? Like as if it's literally keratin. Just a textile?
Oh.
Okay.
Like, okay, they got us there. They did get us with that one. What flower do florists often refer to as mums?
What are you saying? Flower do what?
What flowers do florists often refer to as mums?
Wait, daffodils? Chrysanthemums.
Chrysanthemums?
Is that a flower?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yes. I knew I was a genius.
The name of the of what household product stands for water displacement formulation successful in 40th attempt? What? That sentence makes no
sense. That was not English.
The name of what household product stands for water displacement formula successful in 40th attempt?
Absolutely not. What's the answer? I have no idea.
WD-40.
I'm...
What?
So sorry. Why is that?
Attempt?
Why is it? Why does it stand for that?
What psychiatrist developed the principle of synchronicity?
No clue.
Carl Jung. Sorry, Carl.
Love your work.
Love synchronicity. It's great. How deep is a fathom?
A fathom? I don't know what that is.
Like when you, I can't even fathom.
No, that's not what it means.
No, I know, but is that what that's from?
Maybe.
6 feet.
What? What is a fathom? I'm looking it up.
What? What meteorologist? Meteor. a logical significance is traditionally attached to cows laying down.
No, I'm sorry. Move on.
Rain.
I'm done. Wait, a fathom, Chelsea, is a unit of length equal to 6 feet. Like a fathom is literally eight.
Then why do people say, can you fathom? Is there another description, another definition?
As a verb, it's understand. It's like he could not fathom something. But measure of the depth of, an attempt to fathom the ocean. It's like, I can't with this.
How many toes does a gorilla have? 10.
Gorilla?
10, yeah. Aww, cute.
You're smart.
In what organ of the human body would you find the islets of... Okay, I don't even know what these words are. People are probably just laughing at us that we're
Move on, I'm
so
done.
Stupid.
I'm doing fall favorites.
Oh my gosh. Wait, I want to look at the other... I want to look at the other... geography.
Nope, absolutely remember, not.
I'm just going to give it a kick.
What? Remember what?
Remember on the other episode... which episode were we talking about that? And people were like, I could not believe it. You guys talking about geography made me cringe.
Oh, it was about Canada.
Oh, yeah. Okay, not bad. Which two states share a border with South Carolina? North Carolina.
Don't do this to me.
North Carolina for sure. And is it Montana? Georgia. Georgia? Georgia's way down there.
I forgot Georgia existed, if we're being honest.
Wait, where's Georgia? Here. Georgia, Alabama, and Louisiana are right next to each other.
I don't even know where South Carolina is.
Oh,
right there.
Oh, Carolina. I was thinking of the other one.
Dakota?
Yes. Okay, duh.
If you were thinking of Dakota, sis, that's by... Oh, you're saying Montana?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, you would have been right there.
Wow, I am smart.
I need to do... You know what? We need to do homework. We need to do this, and we need to fill out what states are which.
Yes. I don't know if I can do that.
I could never. Are you kidding me? I could never. I couldn't do any of these middle
Up in
ones.
The small ones, I can't.
I did not know. I can't even say this on the podcast.
What?
I literally didn't know, like, California and Arizona's relation to each other, like, where they were on the states. I never thought about it. I, for some reason, always thought it was flipped. So anytime we were driving, I would think of whatever. And then, like, literally last year, I looked at a world map or a U.S.
Stop.
Map. And I was like, why did I think that?
That they were flipped?
I thought that Arizona was to
Stop.
The left of it. Like, I'm not joking. It's
I'm
horrible.
I'm screaming.
Because I just don't pay attention to that stuff at all.
I thought it was going to be something else. I thought it was going to be something a little more.
No, literally the two states I've lived. Like, don't even know where they are
like
on a map.
The one you traveled to and from the most.
You know what that reminds me of is the Miss Teen USA. And she's like, they're like, why do you think that a lot of U.S. Americans are unable to locate something on a world map. What is it? I can't remember.
I remember.
She's like, I think that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because they don't have maps. Yeah. And
so, literally, that's true.
Yes.
When she was onto something.
Oh my gosh.
Sis was ahead of her time.
She's like, because everything's digital now. No, literally.
It's because most Americans don't have maps. I know so little about this world.
Oh, I know so little. It's
Sophia
horrible.
Sofia is the capital of which nation?
Sofia?
Yeah, Bulgaria.
Hmm,
which U.S. state is home to Lassen Volcano National? Lassen, California.
What?
No clue. There's a volcano here?
No, let's take a road trip. I'm ready. I'm ready for some excitement.
The financial district of Wall Street is located in what city?
Wait. Literally tries to whisper it to me.
Wall Street, that's an easy one. Right?
I'm like, uh-huh. Wait, did you look at the answer?
Yeah, but I knew what it was before.
New York.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. One size fits all never gives you the perfect fit. So why should you apply one size fits all to your beauty routine? We all have unique needs and Function of Beauty can help you find the best products for you specifically, which we love.
Function of Beauty is amazing. I've been using it for over a year. They make personalized shampoo and conditioner that are formulated just for you. And now they have even more to treat your unique needs from hair to toe. Aw, cute. Along with hair care, they now offer customizable body wash and body lotion. Their new body wash and lotion are tailored to your skin moisture level and other preferences. And you can pick your favorite color and fragrance just like their hair care. Function of Beauty's formulas always use clean ingredients, are cruelty-free, and every bottle is individually formulated to give you what you need to look and feel your best.
So what are you waiting for? Go to functionofbeauty.com/whatwesaid to take your 4-part hair profile quiz and save 20% on your first order. Go to functionofbeauty.com/whatwesaid for 20% off and to let them know that you heard about it from our show. That is functionofbeauty.com/whatwesaid. Go check it out.
You won't regret it. What U.S. state receives the most annual rainfall?
Oh, wait. I'm going to guess Washington or Oregon.
Mm-mm. Hawaii.
Neither. Oh, duh. Thing.
What is the official language of Europe? Or
I'm like, there's
Egypt,
no way.
Of Egypt.
Oh, yikes. Yikes, yikes, yikes.
It starts with an A.
Arabic?
Yeah.
Arabic. I didn't want to look.
Yes. What is the capital of the U.S. state of Florida?
Tallahassee?
Yeah. Wow, yes. You're doing good. What is the capital of Greece?
Mm.
It's not.
It's not Santorini.
We're like, we mean the Instagram capital? I could tell you that one.
Well, I'm just saying it's not. Yeah. I know it's not what you think. Oh, Athens?
Yes.
Yes.
Friday the 13th motorcycle rally is held on every Friday the 13th in what Canadian city? You're Canadian. You should know this.
I'm Canadian. My stepdad is Canadian. No blood relation there, but we'll take it.
Port Dover.
Wouldn't have known.
What is the only U.S. state with only one syllable?
Oh, Maine.
Oh, good job. Yeah.
Oh, I was just there. Nice. Loved it there. Wow. Such a great state. Did I even talk about that? What? No, Chelsea, I have a freaking rash. That's why I'm doing it. I'm scratching my arm and Chelsea puts her arm out as if I'm going to give her a back scratch right now. Like, I have a rash.
What city is the capital of the U.S. state of South Dakota?
Wait, what? What is the capital of it?
Yeah. What city is the capital of South Dakota?
I wouldn't know.
Pierre.
Nope, wouldn't have known.
P-I-E-R-R-E. I'm not even sure if that... I'm questioning everything at this point. In which... Oh, wait. As I'm looking through these questions, I'm just like, which of the 7 wonders of the world was situated approximately 50 miles south of modern Baghdad? I don't even know all the 7 wonders of the world. I know the Grand Canyon and the Amazon rainforest.
I literally was going to say the pyramids.
Or not the, the Amazon...
I'm terrified. That's absolutely not what it is.
Are the pyramids a 7 wonder of the world?
I thought so. I don't know what the 7 wonders are.
It's not the Amazon
rainforest.
Is it the...
Isn't it crazy that we have in our home state one of the 7 wonders of the world?
Yeah, it is crazy.
And I've never freaking been.
Well, anyways, it's the Hanging Gardens of Babylon.
Oh. Oh, the Taj Mahal as well. I was thinking, what is the fact that I said the pyramids?
Okay, here's an interesting
one. Please take away my rights.
Those aren't one of those.
No, I think they are, but it's not freaking close to Baghdad. Please take away my podcast.
French fries are claimed to have originated in which country?
Oh, I know this because it's not France.
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
No, it's not.
Is it the United States?
No.
Dang, I don't know it.
It's Belgium.
Oh, yes, because frites.
Frites.
It's fries.
Mm. I wouldn't know.
Like, oh, you're uncultured.
Cool. They'll be like, in the country of this, and I've never heard of it before.
Wait, I don't even know if frites is whatever.
This was the dumbest idea for a podcast. It literally was just 30 minutes of us making ourselves look like absolute buffoons.
I told you that before we started, and that's why you wanted to do it. Don't play. Let's not play games right now. I told Chelsea.
Okay, I didn't think it would be this bad though. I thought it was like, how long is the average snake or something? That's like, not literally
the
just
average snake. So many.
I didn't
types
think
of
it
snakes.
Was going to be like literally who discovered this random theory you've never even heard about and got the Nobel Peace Prize, and in what year did they receive the Nobel Peace Prize?
I said, I'm like, at some point. Trivia, again, is not fun because it's so specific and crazy that it's not even things you would ever have learned. So it's like, how am I supposed to know what, you know, in what part of Pennsylvania this thing was made about pretzels?
Even if I did learn about it in like 5th grade, how am I supposed to remember the specifics of it?
Yeah. No, I've said this before too, even about LA. I'm like, I need a map of LA.
Yeah.
And I need to study it. I need to know where I am in relation to where West Hollywood is, where mm-hmm. Burbank is. Like, I don't know that stuff because I just...
Really?
When I just map myself to a location and
I know in what direction I'm kind of going, but I don't know, like, in relation to everything where I am. And I'm like, I need to literally study a map and understand where I live. People, I felt so dumb. I was at an event before, like, the virus and everything. And this girl was asking me, like, where, that I kind of know, was asking me where my house was.
Yeah.
And I was like, she's like, oh, we're neighbors. And I was trying to, like, I was trying to figure out, I didn't even know, like, the streets. Like, the main two streets. I couldn't even remember. I've lived there for, at that point, a year.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know, like, literally the two main streets because I knew one of them, but I couldn't think of the other one because I just, like, follow my map. I don't pay attention to that. And I'm like, that's crazy. So pathetic. Like, I have got to know where I am.
Yeah. I feel like I actually do know Southern California pretty well, but anytime it goes above LA and beyond when it comes to California, because it's so freaking massive, I can't tell you which comes before which. Like,
well, I know the coast, like, well. I understand where we are in relation to Huntington and then Newport and Laguna. Yeah. Like, I understand that. But in LA itself, like Burbank, all the suburbs.
To Glendale to,
I do not pay attention to that, nor do I understand where they are at all.
Yeah. I think I do in LA, but.
Like, you would know right now where Pasadena is.
Yeah, I think so. I'm almost positive. It's like.
I'm like, she's like, it's. I'm like, well, your address is this. So.
You if think we're you would here, know? I think it's up here.
Okay. I have no idea. Literally, that's how dumb I am.
I'm ashamed.
Don't Let me be look ashamed. It up. It's kind of below.
Yeah.
I'm like. Yeah. Yeah. It depends how you look at it. Perspective is everything.
Wait.
Chelsea is kind of right. What she said.
Oh, yeah.
Not that you guys have a clue what she's talking about.
I was picturing it was past Glendale. Mm. I didn't realize it kind of went down a little bit. Anyways. Let's get to our freaking fall favorites. I'm sick of this.
I'm sick of learning how dumb I am.
I'm sick of it. And especially little, you know what else is so hard? Is like doing the specific numbers. Like what year?
Nope.
Like, what year was this invented? I'm like, I have no clue. I didn't even know when the Ice Age was at this point from where I am. Like, I don't know what years that was.
No, I need to, I'm going to be getting a history book and I'm going to be getting some apps.
I'm gonna be going, I'm going to be enrolling in college in 5 seconds from now.
Catch me on People a Saturday on the- with maps. Like, I am sitting down with maps.
Yeah.
And I'm studying.
Yeah.
That's what I've come to.
We're studying state capitals. We're studying countries.
Tulsi, let's give each other tests. Let's.
We need two countries too.
Enroll ourselves in our own school.
Okay.
Wait, you know what I've been thinking? I've been wanting to take classes of some sort. Like, I don't even know what. I'm just like, put me in online school. I'm ready. Yeah. Not like I have a moment of time, but I want to just learn stuff.
Yeah.
Like, just even take a psychology class or something. I don't know.
Let's go to college.
Let's go to college. I'm done.
Okay.
I'm done with this life.
I'm done with this podcast. Seriously, I'm scared to release this, if we're being quite honest, actually.
No, it's not that bad. You know what? And people act like they know. No, they don't. A lot of people have no idea.
I'm about, like, you're right. You're right, sis.
I'm serious. A lot of people don't know geography and or a lot about it.
Yeah, we're going to send you guys a quiz.
Yeah.
All of you laughing at us at home, talking about how dumb we are. We're going to send you a test and see how you do with random trivia.
Literally, no one said it. Everyone's so supportive.
They're like, and we just bully them.
Okay, let's get into fall favorites.
Yeah, let's do the fall favorites. Holy shiz, man.
Okay, I'll start.
Okay.
Let me check my list. I have a lot of fall favorites. Okay.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
Okay, my first. Zip it. My first favorite is something that I've had for a while. It's not a new product, but it's the Summer Fridays Overtime Mask, which is.
I have it.
You do? You like have that done. One?
Check. Yeah, I do.
It smells like a pumpkin pie. Yes. It's like an orangey bronze color, the packaging of it. Mm-hmm. And it smells like pumpkin. It exfoliates your face so well and makes it so really good. Soft. You can follow it up with the jet lag mask if you so prefer. But I just love Summer Fridays. They are absolutely killing it. Their brand is so, so good. Mm-hmm. It's like everything good in this world. It's clean ingredients. And the packaging is obviously beautiful and it also works. It's just like I love their stuff so much. So
I love it as well.
I love that one because it's giving me the fall vibes. It really does smell like pumpkin, but in the best way.
So am I supposed to go next?
Yeah, we can just trade off.
Okay.
Wait, did I say it was a face mask?
Did I
even say what it is?
Yeah, I think so. It's like an exfoliating face mask.
Yeah.
Leave it on for 10 minutes and rinse it off.
Okay, mine is specifically for your fall. Ugh, I'm just being haunted by like the classic notion. I can't leave the past in the past right now that like we just.
What?
We were just basically proving to everybody how dumb we were with like geography and science and then we aced the pop culture one and now we're like face mask and I was about to pick for your fall drinks, for your pumpkin latte. And I'm cringing at myself. Just know that I am.
I'm telling you, people aren't as smart as they freaking make themselves out to be.
Yeah, frauds.
I swear, no, you frauds. You know what? Everyone has their different strengths. And Jesus, the notion,
full hype.
I'm like, I will hype you up right now. The notion that certain, I hate like the basic white girl vibe because when people, you know, just judge people off of certain aspects, you know, there are things that we don't know about that maybe we should, like mm-hmm. truthfully, like we should get more educated about certain things. And I mean, you know, even geography and simple things that we should probably know. But we're experienced and we're knowledgeable in a lot of areas that other people probably aren't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, and when everyone's just like, oh, basic white girl, like basic blogger that just shows her face mask. It's like, yeah, but she, like there's more to everyone. Like,
yeah.
I really hate when people say that people are basic and dumb. I'm like, no, they're not.
I also hate when people get mad at people for like, oh, you like The Office? That's like your personality trait. You think that's a personality trait? And it's like, it is. Yeah. They like it. And it tells a lot about their personality. And you don't have to make fun of them for liking Taylor Swift because that's basic. You don't have to make fun of girls for liking pumpkin spice lattes because it's basic. Like
newsflash, they taste good.
Yeah.
Actually, I've never had one, but like pumpkin tastes good. Yeah. So let them like it.
And if they like it and if they want to post about it all the time.
Who cares?
Is that hurting you?
Is that
physically harming you? No. It's physically harming your ego because you have nothing else to worry about besides what other people like and don't like.
And you know people's thing with like
Daisy just hit her leg like three times.
Like I'm raging.
Like a javel.
I'm raging.
Wait, what's it called?
A gavel.
A javel.
Javelina. I will absolutely be drawing a line there. I'll be enrolling you in college shortly.
Okay, yeah, we are.
Dumb. I'm like, okay, I'm an idiot. Moving on. No, just the
javel.
The Christian girl autumn. Have you seen that? Like, they make fun of girls yes. who wear
sweaters.
Like, sweaters and plaid. I don't know why I'm laughing because I thought you were about to be like, yeah, they deserve it. Like, like yeah, they deserve to be made fun of. No, but even no. that, I'm like, let them like fall. Is it such a crime? Like, this year has
they
been
like
hard.
Pumpkin patches, let them go to the pumpkin patch.
Like, let them wear their freaking plaid scarf to the pumpkin patch. I'm done. Like, let them brush their hair and not curl their hair and not brush out the ringlets. Like,
yeah.
Who cares?
Let them have 5-inch eyelash extensions. Just let them
be.
Let them like Taylor Swift. Let them.
Chelsea, you obviously like Taylor Swift.
She's like, my armpits, I know. They have like fuzz in them and I need to shave them.
No, I'm not even looking at them.
Oh, do you,
are you a Taylor Swift fan? You have something
no,
you want
to tell
us.
No, I just see that's a common one. Like people always mm-hmm. made fun of people who like Taylor Swift and The Office. Those are like the two main things where it's like,
like, oh, basic.
Yeah, they also make fun of people for liking horses. And it's like,
have you seen a horse recently?
Yeah, have you seen horses? What's not to like, to be honest? Like,
they are stunning. Actually, I don't really like horses. I'm terrified of them. I have to admit, I'm terrified of them.
Yeah,
and they are. And I know people are always like, they can sense fear. I'm like, mom's screwed.
Yeah, my grandpa had a horse. Actually, my grandpa had horses when we were little. We would always go ride him. And he had one horse named Diablo. And it was terrifying. And it literally was like, I think my grandpa freaking found it in the wild and like broke it or something. And that's a phrase.
See, and my broke fellow its vegans. Legs.
And it was so scary. It like terrified me because, and my little cousins were so brave because they lived in Snowflake, which is like a little town in Arizona. And we came from the valley. So we were like the valley girls, but I wanted to be a horse girl like so bad. Like I just wanted to ride horses. Spirit was my favorite movie, you know, all of the other ones. And my cousin, I think it was my cousin Annika, she got on And something happened, like the horse kind of went crazy and she had to like—
Oh my gosh, absolutely not.
I don't even think anything bad happened, but I remember just being like, oh my gosh, she is a strong girl. Like, she just sat there and let the horse like kind of freak out for a second. But
two of my cousins were on a horse together. First of all, why do I feel like Diablo is like a common horse name and they're always terrifying? Really?
Yeah,
I don't
know. Terrifying.
But my cousins were on a horse together and we were like, they were riding it. I think it's my uncle's horse or something. Bucked them off into a cactus. And literally they had like cactus, what are they called? Like needles all in their back. And like my cousin hurt her back
those
very badly.
So bad.
It took one look at that for me to be like, I will never ride a horse again.
Yeah.
And from that, I think that's what scarred me from horses. Like they're such beautiful animals, truly.
Yeah.
They're like stunning so animals majestic. And they're so sweet. But something about the power that they hold, I'm just like, I'm out.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Those cactus. One time we were playing in high school, we were playing, what's that game where you run? It's highly dangerous and illegal probably, but it's like
7-11. I know exactly what it is.
007.
007.
7-11. I'm like, heads up, 7-up. No, 007, where you run through the neighborhoods, like in the front yards of people, people's houses, and a car drives by with a flashlight to try and find you.
Yes.
Oh, I want to play that actually right
like
now.
I'm ready to play tonight.
Anyways, we were playing that and I ran through a freaking cactus and it went in my knee. All
I
of
remember
these needles.
That.
And so I had to take my pants off and the needles were still in there. Oh, my socks. It was my socks. I took my socks off. But when I took my socks off, there were still needles like in my shin. And so I got most of them out that night, but it hurt like a freaking mother because those are long needles.
Yeah.
Weeks went by. I see a little scab on my knee. It looks like a little white scab. And I'm like, oh gosh, like what is that? Literally like push a little bit. It pops out a little bit.
A
and
needle?
I'm like, sorry. I start pulling on it. The size of my freaking longer than my fingernails.
Oh my gosh.
Came out that had been like, it had been flat to the surface and it was just stuck in my knee.
I remember when
made
I would
me
do
queasy.
Photo shoots in the desert nonstop. I would always get just little cactus like on my leg or on my leggings or my boots or whatever. And they would just be these tiny little things.
They hurt so
bad.
They
hurt so bad. And have you ever had the tiny ones that are literally like little hairs?
Oh yeah.
It's a nightmare to get out and it hurts so bad.
I'm feeling ill thinking about it right now.
Just Arizona things.
Yeah, just Arizona things.
Okay,
let's, anyways, back to the fall
favorites. We went off on a tangent. Okay.
Mine was a milk frother from Amazon.
Oh, nice.
For your fall drinks, because this can froth your drinks. Obviously, if you have like one of those little handheld frothers, it's nice, but it's not as nice. It's not a luxury like the milk frother is. I think they're like $30. The one I have is white, so it's still cute. And it also heats up your drink. So
wait, how big is it?
It's like as big as that Hydro Flask right there, like a medium-sized Hydro Flask.
Oh, okay. It's kind of big, actually.
It holds probably like 8 ounces and it froths it. You can make the drinks in it. Like I will pour my powder of like my matcha powder in there and it will mix it up for me and heat it up. It's just like a new fun way. Instead of like putting it in the microwave, it doesn't feel very like romantic or maybe you have something else to do it with, but I love it.
Nice.
You can put your pumpkin spice lattes in there.
Nice. Okay. My next thing is a Kindle. I have the Kindle Oasis and
I need a Kindle.
I was hesitant about the Kindle because I prefer to read actual books because I just feel like, you know, I'm looking at my screen all the time. So I wanted to read actual books. But I've heard from multiple people, they're like, no, once you have a Kindle, you won't go back. Like you will love it. So I tried it out. I've had the Kindle forever, but I've recently been reading a lot on it. And I just love it so much because you can have so many books. You just have an unlimited library of like books you can get. You just buy them on the little thing.
It doesn't have blue light.
And not really. Like you can change the brightness settings, but you can change it to where it literally looks like paper. Like there's not really light coming out of it. It doesn't hurt your eyes at all. But that leads me to, I'm just going to share another one because it's one of our sponsors and it's my blue
Today's
blocks.
Episode actually. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. My next one is, this is not really a product, but more of a fall trend and a must have is a faux leather black jacket. If you don't have a faux leather jacket, like a black one that's oversized preferably, or like a big blazer, almost like a trench looking coat, you need to have one. I have a shorter one that's a little bit baggier and more boxier. And then I have a long, almost blazer type of jacket. And last season, like last winter and fall, I wore them all the time. And I can already tell I'm going to be wearing them nonstop this time. I actually just ordered another one
And you can find them vintage, like anywhere. You can use, you know, your mom's or your dad's old vintage, you know, leather jackets. But you have to have one. You really do just have to have one. It goes with everything.
Mm-hmm. That's a great one. Okay, the next thing I've shared before. Wow. I love being basic. It's tanning drops for your face. Have you gotten them yet? Mm-hmm. Do you use them?
Yeah. I don't use them that much.
Do you like them?
Like, they suck. No, I do like them a lot. I just honestly forget. And I've been decently tanned recently.
Yeah, so. I was going to say, you actually are tan. These just boost my mood, especially the reason it's a fall favorite is because there's not going to be as much sun in the fall and winter months, in which case can really put a pep in your step when your face is tan, especially because...
Yes.
Especially during these seasons where, like, your body's mostly covered, you're going to be in sweatshirts and jeans and stuff. It's like, you don't, let's not do the whole nine yards and tan our whole bodies. Like, why do we need to? You can if you want. But to have your face and neck tan.
Yes.
Is truly just.
Get some definition.
Yes. It just boosts the mood. Literally, I did this. Unfortunately, I was vlogging last week and I saw a clip. So it was the end of one day. I had just woken up from a nap when I, like, was vlogging. And I'm just like, ghostly, like,
yeah,
so pale. And then I put tanning stuff on that night and I woke up and I, like, had blow dried my hair and put some makeup on. And so you just see me go from, like, this ghostly white person with, like, no makeup on. And then in the next clip, in the next day, it's me tan with makeup on. And I gasped. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm a different person. Like,
yeah,
that looks like a different human being.
Yeah.
And, you know, I believe that if you're pale, you are still beautiful. Trust me, here's the thing. I've actually come to terms with being white, and a lot of times I actually like not being tan, like my face. Yeah. I'm like, it suits me. It's cute, whatever. Yeah. But then I put the tanning drops on, and I'm like, but this does boost the mood a little bit.
Yeah, it does add a little definition to the face.
Yeah, and it adds just like some life and color into your skin, which is nice. Oh, wait, I didn't tell you what the tanning drops are. They're Isle of Paradise tanning drops. I have the shade medium, and I do like 4 drops in my moisturizer at night.
I think I have the dark one. I think I have the one. I think mine's purple.
Mm-hmm.
And I also like it. It's not too dark.
But don't overdo it with the drops.
Yeah,
and
do
wash,
not.
Wash your hands after you put the drops on your face, or your hands and your, what's this part? Like the heel of your hand right here.
Yeah.
You'll be orange.
I would always wash, like splash my water. Oh my gosh. Splash my face with water in the morning after I woke up too. Because sometimes it would be a little blotchy. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's just how I applied it. But it looks even better when I would, like, wash it off.
Yeah, that's the thing is, after you wash your face for, like, 2 days, it just looks, like, even and good. I was just going to give one more tip. Oh, yeah. Don't miss, like, under your eyes and go easy above your lip, because sometimes it can look like you have a mustache if it's, like, too dark. So,
yeah.
So, but don't forget around your eyes, or else you'll look like kind of raccoon eye vibes, but white.
It'll be like white. Like a tanning bed, like goggles vibes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And get your neck and your ears. Literally, you got to get everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, my next one is fuzzy slippers from Amazon. I've had 2 pairs now. I bought them when we first moved into our apartment because we have all wood floors and they're like real hardwood and they make noise for our neighbors to hear if we're like walking around barefoot or even in shoes. And so I got like these cheetah ones and I always get questions about them, and they're literally from Amazon. They're like, how much are they?
Not that expensive.
Like maybe 20 to 30 bucks.
Yeah, 20, I'd say closer to 20.
Yeah. And they have so many different colors. I just got the platform ones that are gray. Like, mine were getting a little worn down. And you can actually wear them outside, too. They have, like, the rubber bottom or whatever it is. And I'm obsessed. Like, you really literally just look up fuzzy – what is the, like, cross? They have like, the cross top. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
We should link these on our Instagram story.
They're almost, like,
story.
Free People slipper dupes.
Yeah, they are. They're so comfy.
Almost. Yeah, they're literally exact. Yeah. JC has white ones. Mm-hmm. I have – or yours are cream, and then mine are gray.
Yeah.
And I have cheetah ones too, and they're all cute and so comfortable.
And after you walk with slippers, especially if you do have wood floors or tile or something, you cannot go back. You cannot. No. Like, after I got slippers, I was like, I can't walk barefoot. It hurts my feet. And I'm just like, no, this is not right.
Yeah.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Okay. This is the last thing I'm going to share. It's kind of 3 things in one. So I just gave my kitchen, what is it called? Like plates and stuff. What would that be called? Not cookware.
Dining ware.
I don't know. Basically, I got new plates, glasses.
Dinnerware,
yeah. The plates we're not going to talk about, even though they're great and they're from Crate and Barrel. I'm actually obsessed with them. If you watch my vlogs, you've probably seen them. But what I'm going to hone in on today is that I got new drinking glasses.
Mm-hmm.
glass mugs and glass straws.
Yes. The glass straws from Amazon are a freaking must.
They are a must. And I got these. I have a very specific setup and I'm going to link it for you guys because the lengths of every, you got to get the right length of straw with the kind of glasses, the mm-hmm. drinking glasses that I got. Anyway, it's all just giving me, like, I get excited in the morning to make my chai in this glass, this new drinking glass that I have that's just really cute. I really can't explain it over a podcast, but
yeah,
it's just a cute vibe. And then
it's like a beer glass.
Yeah, it a beer can glass is actually what it's called,
mm-hmm.
but it's really hard to like visualize. So anyway, and then with the glass straw on top of it, when I'm just looking at it, I'm like, that is so beautiful. I yeah. feel like I am treating myself. It's like a little bit luxurious, but they're not expensive really.
No.
And so it's like, I feel like I'm elevating my life and my breakfast experience and all my meals by doing like the simplest thing.
No, I was going to say, add the milk frother onto that. And that's how I feel like, that's why I get excited about like my iced coffee in the morning or my iced matcha in the morning, because I'm like, I have a glass straw. I bought a cup specifically for my matcha that I only use. And I have my ice. I have like everything set up where I like put it in the frother. I have like, I bought a little matcha thing. And it's like the ritual of it is yes. so peaceful and satisfying in my cute little yellow kitchen. I just feel like I'm just living my best life.
Yeah. And the other day I was making my breakfast and I had my new plates that are like square and they're kind of like imperfect. They have like some, I don't know how to explain them, yeah. but they're cool. They're a cool vibe. I used to just have very basic like glass plates, nothing special about them. They're yeah. circle and these ones are square. Anyway, I was making my breakfast and I had this like multigrain sourdough from the farmer's market that is so freaking good. And I was just making my toast and I put it on this plate and then I had the glass with the glass straw and my chai in it. And I'm like, I feel like I'm at a restaurant.
Yeah.
And that is exactly how I want to feel. And granted, it's new. So I'm like, maybe the novelty will wear off, but it's just a good feeling to like, yeah. you know.
It is.
It just feels like you're treating yourself. So
you got to make, you know, romanticize your breakfast.
Yeah.
Is what we're trying
you
to say.
You got to make the little details of your life. Just if you can, elevate them a little bit. It elevates your whole experience.
Speaking of which, this is my last one. My okay. last fall favorite. Elevating something. And we're going to be talking about elevating your purse or your pocket. Well, don't put this in your pocket, but the glossybalm.com, it's, you know, you've heard of it. You've seen it. It's all over Instagram, but it really is. It's the same thing. Like when someone has great branding and it feels nice. I have the rose. I don't know if it's necessarily called flavor, but.
Scent or something?
Yeah. It's the rose one. So it has like a green top and a pink or green lid and a pink top. And it's cute. And like when you look in your purse and you see like, you know, your cute Glossier. Lip gloss, you see, you know, a cute scrunchie and you see your wallet, which is, you know, whatever wallet you like. It's just a different experience than seeing like all this like grungy stuff in your purse that you're like shuffling through to find your card.
Yes.
But the glossierbalm.com, it's cliche and like people hype it up all the time for a reason because it's the best. And again, there's just something about when you're like putting chapstick on and like putting, it's, if you guys haven't heard of it, it's kind of like a mixture between chapstick and like Vaseline almost. That's yeah. what it feels like. It yeah. feels super soft.
You can put it on like your knuckles and like, you yes. know, if you're having dry skin
mm-hmm.
and it is really cute. That's the thing.
We have a code for you.
Yeah. What we said mm-hmm. always, if you guys want to shop Glossier. But that's the thing also about branding. It kind of goes back to when people are like, oh, like you only like it because it's cute. I'm like, well, yes. yeah, that has to do with it because it really does have to do with your experience. Like even in the shower recently, I had so many random things in my shower. My shower is actually kind of big. So, and there's like a bench in it. And so
yeah.
I would just have all of these products. And I had this moment where I'm like, okay, I want to get in here and I want this to be like a calm, good experience where I don't have a million bottles that are all random colors. Leif's like lime green thing. I'm just like, I want yeah. this to be an experience. And all of my products now are like really beautiful. And they're also like, I'm obsessed with them. Like the yeah. Necessaire stuff is like so beautifully branded and packaged. And anyway, now my shower experience, and also Leif is now obsessed with the Necessaire body wash too. So we just share it.
Yeah.
And we have two different ones. But now my shower is like beautiful. Like I yeah. get in and when it's clean, I'm just like, I feel like I'm at a spa instead of just seeing all these random colors and I feel like lately I've just been thinking like, okay, less is more. And I'd rather have good quality stuff that gives me the experience that I want versus just like a bunch of random crap.
Yeah, no, definitely. Because it's almost the same cost. Like, not really. But if you have a bunch of random stuff you don't use, that's the whole point of the book, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up, is that, you know, you'll buy a lot of trinkets, you'll buy a lot of little things. And in, you know, with that money that you could have just bought one thing that you really love that exactly. you'll use forever. And speaking of bathrooms, I feel the same way. It's like my bathroom, if you've seen it on my Instagram, I have a pink shower and it's super cute. And like the whole vibe of my bathroom is very, well, it's a very small bathroom, but I have like a bunch of different colors in it. And it makes me so happy that my skincare like matches because I can have it as decoration.
Mm-hmm.
I just got Bloom, a bunch of products from Bloom too. And I have actually have the Glossier body wash that I just got. I haven't tried it yet, but I put it in my shower and it's pink. And then I have the Body Hero lotion on my toilet because we used to have this like uglier lotion. And now when I walk into my bathroom today, for the first time, I was like, oh my gosh, everything in here is cute. Like my shower stuff is cute. I have my Function of Beauty, which is blue, which is, you know, give me what we said vibes.
Yeah.
The Glossier. I have my Bloom that I just got, which is also really cute packaging with my Glossier skincare and some of my other skincare. And I'm just like, this is it.
Well, yeah, it's it. And that's the cool part. I remember even the Summer Fridays girls were saying that that is something because they founded their company.
I also have Summer Fridays in there. Yeah, it adds to it.
They came up with their company years ago and they were saying like at the time they felt like there wasn't, you know, there was a need for certain products that were like beautiful and that people would want to put like on display or like on their Instagram feed that also work.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, it does exist. Products that are really cute and work really well.
Yeah.
Like, and yeah, you are paying maybe a little bit extra for the aesthetic. But again, it's like, and it depends. To some people, that's not important.
Yeah.
But like, I've always just loved photo and design. And I'm like, that is something that I love. Like, that's important to me.
I've actually had the question asked before, and I'm sure you've gotten this a lot too, is like how to live like an aesthetic life. Like if I want to have, you know, it's hard to be, you know, I want to be an influencer. I want to do social media. But like, I don't know how to live an aesthetic life. Just buy things that are aesthetically pleasing to you. Like, don't waste your time buying things that you're like, oh, well, this will do for now. And it's like, no, maybe spend a little bit more money on it, but you won't give it away or try and sell it in 2 months. Right. You'll have it for like 5 years and it'll be more worth your money to just buy the thing that you like.
Yeah. Well, and that's how I was feeling about the new plates and glasses and stuff.
Yeah.
Is I'm like, now that I don't have all these random dishes that aren't anything special, now I feel like it is an aesthetic experience on my vlogs when I'm having breakfast.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, what the heck? This like looks beautiful.
Yeah.
Even though, you know?
And again, it's not the most important thing in life.
No.
But if that's something you're like, how do I do that? Like, how are these people? I even see people on Instagram. I'm like, how does their life look like that?
This is a good example. Is like the beach. Chelsea and I, when this summer when we went to the beach, we would like see all these beautiful photos of people on the beach. And we're like, okay, what the F? Our like setup is so heinous. Like it's.
We have like a neon green towel that's like. I got from Target that has like fireworks on it or something.
Yeah. And we're like, oh, if you
I brought Takis. It's like a bright purple bag.
Yeah.
It's just like, what? How are these people like just spent the day at the beach? And like, that wasn't a photo shoot.
Yeah. And it's the thing is, it's like, if you want that, then buy aesthetically pleasing beach towels, a pretty umbrella and like
a cute cooler.
Yeah.
A cute like, you know, reusable Ziploc bags, like the stackables.
Yeah.
Buy, you know, cute containers.
Then you can get those photos. I'm not saying, again, it's not the most important thing in the world, but it's like,
but it's
that's how those people do it is they buy aesthetic things and then they use them every day.
And they stick to a color scheme within their life. I've noticed that as well. It can get confusing when you got a couple color themes or color schemes going on in your life.
Well, the thing also, okay, I'm going to end here. But like people have said to me too, they'll be like, how is your aesthetic consistent? Like how is it always, you know, like light pinks and pastels and neutrals? And it's like, because that's what I like.
Yeah, that's what I'm always drawn to.
That's what I'm drawn to. Like I'm not drawn to lime green stuff. Like I would never want to buy that just because I don't. That's not what my eyes are drawn to. So it's like, you just have to, and a lot of people do have a colorful eclectic style. That's cute. I'm not saying it has to be neutral and minimal if it's, you know, if you want it to be cute, but it's like, just stick to what you like and it will be consistent.
Exactly. That's the thing. What you think is aesthetically pleasing, stick to it. It's literally the whole point. Like I said, the book, The Magic of Tidying Up, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up, actually,
is all about buying things that like only bring you joy.
Yes.
Or not only bring you joy, but buying only things that bring you joy.
Right.
And if you don't, it doesn't bring you joy, get rid of it.
Mm-hmm. And don't buy it for sure.
Yeah. Don't waste your money. Anyways, that was a long episode. That was a weird episode. I don't know what happened. That was a roller coaster. I'm not sure about that one. Anyways, next week is our freaking scary stories episode. And we are so excited. It's our Halloween edition. It comes once a year. And get ready to be spooked out of your mind. We're leaving this tree here.
My spooky tree that's just a dead bird of paradise in my office that really needs to go.
It's gray.
This is definitely, I feel like, a lot of people's absolute favorite episode is this scary story episode. Basically, and you guys can write in right now when you're hearing this, write into us at hello@whatwesaidpodcast.com and write in the scariest thing that's ever happened to you or someone you know or a story, you know, like a hometown true crime story that you know of, or just a weird like ghost experience, anything spooky,
yeah,
write it in. We've already gotten so many submissions. We haven't gone through them yet, but we're going to start going through them. So if you have something in mind, you know, that story that you're like, oh, I always tell this story that's so scary. Write that into us. We'll keep it anonymous, but this is going to be such a good episode. So get ready to get spooked. Happy spooky season. Chelsea and I are working on our Halloween costumes. Stay tuned.
Stay very tuned.
And we're super excited. So thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure to follow our podcast. It's at What We Said Podcast. Lots of fun stuff going on over there. And we will see you next Tuesday. And that's
you went too fast.
I said.
And that's what we said.
Goodbye.
Bye.